What's up, what's happening, folks, and welcome back to the Fourth and Goal podcast. I'm your host, Brad Mraz, here with Taylor Thompson. So, interesting week in college football this weekend. Some movement in the AP top 10, a bunch of upsets.
Let's talk about the biggest movement in the AP top 10. Bama is back where we belong, ladies and gentlemen. We are back to the top. We're back to the top, and Georgia lost. It was a great weekend for me. I don't know how you feel, Brandon, but I'm here for it.
Anytime we can go up in the AP rankings and not play,
yeah,
it's a good day.
It was a bye week, and we went to number one.
We became number one, and Mac Jones was sitting on his couch, eating cookies that his girlfriend made him.
Just watching.
Yeah.
It was great.
It's awesome.
It was an interesting day for college football. Like, I was intrigued all day long, I would say. You know, I mean, even with Bama not playing, I feel like it really gave us the time to just focus on other people.
Yeah.
And there was some interesting football yesterday.
There was some really good football yesterday. Well, Saturday. Yeah. We were recording on Monday, first for us, but I thought there was a lot of interesting football, even starting on Friday. BYU and Boise State. So we did predictions last week.
And who won?
Taylor won.
Taylor won.
19-1 this week.
Yes, I did. You guys.
To be fair, I went 18-2.
But 19-1 is better, so.
You got to. Anyway, you could have been 20-0 if you just didn't pick Clemson.
Oh, okay. Well, most people picked Clemson, okay? You know what? Right now, we're talking about BYU and Boise State, picked Boise State.
So anyway, BYU-Boise State. BYU continues to show that they are actually pretty good.
Yeah.
51-17, BYU win. And you know what? I really liked Zach Wilson in this game.
I thought he was really good. I thought he had a little bit of a slow start, but overall, good night. I mean, he was 21 for 27, 359 yards, 2 touchdowns. I mean, I liked the way he played.
Yeah, definitely a slow start. Obviously, he was hitting some bigger numbers throughout the season, but, you know, he got going, and he really showed up, and BYU blowing the competition out of the water right now.
You know, not only did you lose this prediction, but this was also Boise State's worst home defeat since 2001.
That's tough.
That was tough.
I don't understand how you lose at home on, like, the most gimmicky turf ever, and you release these, like, blackout jerseys the night before to get everyone hype, and then you just go out there and get spanked. Come on, dude. Come on, Boise State.
I think BYU is just the better team.
I just think BYU is that good.
I mean, they're now 8-0 for the season. I mean, they're kind of showing themselves. I mean, what are they at? Number 9 now?
I think that was last week. Yeah. I think they jumped up a little bit.
I don't know. I'm impressed.
So, yeah. I mean, obviously, they don't play as good of competition, but.
Well, it's kind of like what I've said all along. You know, it's like you have good teams that just aren't at, you know, the Alabama, that kind of level, you know?
Right. Like, if it came down to it, an undefeated Cincinnati probably gets in over an undefeated BYU.
I would say so, yeah.
So, the next game on Friday night was a nail-biter, and actually a really great game to watch. Number 11 Miami taking on NC State. Miami with a late comeback to win 44-41. De'Aaron King, 430 yards, 31-41, 5 throwing touchdowns. He also had 105 yards on the ground. This kid's playing really well.
Really well. You know, it's always sad to see a loss so late in the fourth quarter. I mean, NC State just blew a 10-point lead. letting the chance to upset Miami just kind of slip right through the cracks, you know?
I'm just glad I didn't let you talk me into taking NC State, because you almost did last week. I was like,
You know what? If I would have done that, it's just because I wanted you to lose, because I knew Miami was going to win.
Okay. Well, two great Friday games leading into a great Saturday slate. We're going to start off at the bottom, actually. We're not going to go top to bottom. We want to save the best for last.
Let's see what you're doing. Yeah. Okay.
So, number 25 last week, Liberty. Undefeated Liberty going into Virginia Tech. Wins on a late game field goal, last second field goal, 38-35.
Liberty is really coming out here this year. I mean, what are they, 7-0 now for the season? Like, they're a good team. They're staying in the top 25. They moved up again after this win. Like, I'm impressed with this team.
Yeah. You know, this is another one of these losses for Virginia Tech. I think this is, what, two or three now in the past couple of years from Virginia teams who are FCS or lower. So Virginia Tech, I don't know what's going on. I thought they were supposed to be pretty good last year.
Yeah.
But credit to Liberty being 7-0, and they're going to continue on. One thing I want to get over with is number 10, Wisconsin,
Purdue
And Purdue postponed their game again due to COVID reasons.
Do you think they'll even play this weekend?
No, I think that with the three-week protocol, I think Wisconsin's still out one more week.
Dang.
So, that well, I mean, that's just what happened to the Big 12.
Right.
So, you know, that's what it is. And that's kind of on the Big Ten for making those protocols what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they should have planned ahead and they didn't. And now they're dealing with some major problems. So.
Definitely. Well, I guess moving on up.
Do we want to do Michigan, Indiana?
Oh my gosh. Michigan, Indiana. I have two things to say about this. Indiana is showing themselves. Like, Indiana has seriously came out here. I mean, first off, this was their first win over Michigan since 1987, which I think is impressive.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like it's one of these things where Michigan just keeps continuing to fall while Indiana shows us their season opener against Penn wasn't just a fluke and they're going to keep coming out strong.
Yeah. I think what this shows is Jim Harbaugh is out in Michigan very soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't lose to your second rival in Michigan right. State and then go lose to Indiana.
Yeah.
Even though Indiana's good, you're 1-2.
Right.
And your win is against a not so good Minnesota team.
Yeah, it's not it. But Indiana?
Indiana's legit. Indiana's legit. I like Indiana a lot. Mm-hmm. I think they're gonna keep moving. So we're gonna go to the Big 12 next. And actually a Big 12 game I didn't mind watching. It was a pretty good game.
Did you just say that out loud?
Yeah.
Big 12?
It was enjoyable.
You enjoyed it?
It was enjoyable.
Okay.
Texas and West Virginia.
What?
17-13.
Look at that. Remember when I picked Texas as my upset last week and I was like, they're coming through. And I looked at them this week. They're still winning. I think they're a good team.
Yeah, I think it's bad for the Big 12 that Texas and Oklahoma are probably going to be able to play in their championship game. But...
Mm.
You know, they've already kind of eliminated themselves from the playoffs. Now it's a matter of, you know, make a New Year's Six Bowl and
right.
just play some good football. And I think that's what we're seeing. I don't have a problem with what's happening.
Well, I mean, I kind of feel like it's just that way in general. I mean, you know who the top four teams are going to be when it comes down to the end all be all. You know, so like these other teams, it's just good football. It's good playoff games to watch, but good bowl games. But it's, you know, it's never going to be the Natty.
Yeah. What are we going to next?
We're just going straight up.
You want to go to USC?
Sure.
All right. So USC, Arizona State, also kind of a nail biter. Mm-hmm. 9 a.m. kickoff local time for them.
That is insane. And to think we hate when we have to get up at 9 a.m. for 11 a.m. games. Can you imagine? We start our day at like 6 in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, like, these kids' breakfast call was at like 5:30.
That's rough. Mm.
They were on the field at 7:30 a.m.
You gotta really love the game, which I'm sure they do.
Which you clearly saw in the game because there was just a mess of turnovers. And
I mean,
it was good play, but there were a ton of turnovers just back and forth.
If anytime a game ends this close, you know, I mean, it was a good game. It was a nail-biter to the end. I feel like Arizona State had, you know, like what seemed to be a possibility for victory all the way up until the fourth quarter when USC came back with, I think, 2 touchdowns for the win.
Yeah.
But... that's when it hurts, you know, and you get it all the way up to the end and the other team just comes in and scores.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds you of Clemson and Notre Dame, doesn't it?
We'll get there.
Sad times.
Next game we're going to, Oklahoma, Kansas. I think we both picked Oklahoma. We both knew this is going to be a blowout. Kansas, wait for basketball. Oklahoma, though, 62 points.
That's, yeah. I mean, 62-9, that's kind of getting up there with Clemson's blowout over Tech a few weeks ago. You know, that was a big scoring right
there. But, like, Tech would beat Kansas by, like, 12, so.
Yeah. I mean, Kansas is 0-7.
Yeah, they're not doing well. So, we're just going to skip that game because there was really nothing much.
Like, Oklahoma should have won that, so congrats.
SMU and Temple, we both had SMU. SMU continuing to prove that they're a decent American team. Mm-hmm. If I'm Cincinnati, I'm scared to play them in the championship.
I would, honestly, I'd be scared, you know, to play Cincinnati, like, from a lot of perspectives.
I think a lot of teams in the American are scared to play Cincinnati, but I also think a lot of teams in the American have played Cincinnati and lost only by a little bit and are ready to be, you know, challenged them.
I agree. I don't know. But in this game too, I mean, it was Temple. I think SMU with an unsurprising victory, kind of, you know, I mean, they're now at 7-1 for the season. So, I mean, they're having a good, you know, good record this far.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I think Cincinnati's legit because of the teams around them playing so well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you look, SMU's ranked, you know, their only loss is to Cincinnati. Memphis mm-hmm. is 6-2, I believe.
Right.
Two of their losses, one's to Cincinnati, one's to a good SMU team.
Right.
UCF lost to SMU. They lost to Tulane, which is a bad loss, but then their next loss is to Cincinnati. So
right.
They're kind of just beating each other up, and I think that it's making them look better, honestly. Yeah, so
I agree.
I think SMU's continuing to roll. I think the American's going to be something to look out for.
Definitely.
Iowa State, number 17, Iowa State, playing Baylor. Iowa State with the win here, 38-31.
Well, this was an interesting game. I think, was it? I didn't watch it. Did you watch it?
yeah, I mean, it was pretty interesting. It was a tough time slot with the Georgia game going on, I think.
It was. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I've said SEC girl before, and when Georgia was playing Florida. But don't worry, you guys. I still caught up with this game. I mean, Baylor had a 21-10 lead going into the half. They did not keep up that mentality for the second half of the game.
They did not.
With Iowa getting 21 points in the third quarter.
Now,
I mean,
listen, I've said I've liked Iowa State before. I think they're a good football team. They're 5-2,
mm-hmm.
and they just bring it every time they step on the field.
Yeah.
You know, like, I have nothing wrong with that, and I think teams like that should be like that.
Right.
Because it just creates for great football.
No, exactly.
It's amazing.
I agree.
I thought this was a pretty good game. I think Iowa State should have won. They did win. Came back after halftime. Just a solid win.
Yeah.
Yep.
Way should have won.
Let's see. Marshall, number 16, Marshall playing UMass, 51-0. Marshall continuing to roll. Next week will be the 50th anniversary there of the infamous plane crash. So I think they will be doing certain stuff for that. They have a home game.
Okay.
I know a lot of people were talking they wanted College Game Day there. Mm-hmm. College Game Day will be live from Augusta National this week.
Right.
But
yeah, we have the Masters, don't we?
We do.
It's wild. You know, it's in November.
Did you know the CBS covers of the Masters rolls right into the 5 o'clock time slot for Alabama LSU?
Are you serious?
No. Yeah, I'm serious.
No.
I don't know why I said no.
No, you're not. Okay.
No, yeah, it is. It's amazing. And it's going to be the greatest day ever. And I'm probably not moving from the couch.
I'm going to be in LSU. So I'm excited.
I was going to say, we should have just live streamed all day.
Come to LSU. We can live stream.
I think I'm going to just take a break. I went to South Carolina this weekend. I've been to a lot of places. I'm just going to relax.
But, you know, overall, I would say Marshall definitely had a dominant but not surprising blowout win, which is moving them to 6-0 for the season. You know, they're looking good.
Yeah. Another team looking good. Coastal Carolina beating South Alabama 23-6.
They're like 7-0 for their season now. They're doing well.
You know, they have teal turf.
What is that?
Like, you know how, like, Boise State has blue turf?
Yeah.
Coastal Carolina has teal turf.
Why can't that be a thing? I wish people would invest in that. Like, why can't we, you know, like, have, like, cool turf?
We don't even have turf in the first place, so.
Well,
because we're traditionalists. Everybody else can wear different jerseys and do crazy stuff with their field. You know what we do? We just win. That's our tradition.
All right. I can't argue with that.
So, no.
Fine.
Next game, Oklahoma State, Kansas State. First, I want to shout out my sister. She just got accepted into Oklahoma State yesterday.
Yay!
So, congratulations, Meg. Hopefully you go there. And they got the win, 20-18.
Wow. What a good day. I feel like Oklahoma State kind of struggled in the first half with no points, but they definitely made a comeback in the second half of the game.
Yeah, they did. You know, Kansas State's pretty good, but
yeah,
I just think Oklahoma State better.
And that's
exactly what showed.
Right, and I think Oklahoma State needed this after their fall to Texas last week. So I think it was a good comeback, good win.
Yeah. Good all around.
Yeah.
The next game we're getting to, another Pac-12 game. Welcome back, Pac-12. There we go. I told you we're recording in the morning. We've never done this. This is.
Also, just want to let you guys know, I picked up coffee, and Brandon's one of those people who likes just black coffee. I'm just saying.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's just odd. I mean,
most coffee drinkers in the country are black coffee drinkers.
It's just not tasty. I mean, why?
It's not supposed to be tasty.
It's supposed to be
bitter and full of caffeine, so it hits your tongue. You're like, ew, but you're like, I'm awake now.
That is. Anyways, Stanford and Oregon.
Like, when you do, when you smell smelling salts, does it smell like strawberries? No, it smells terrible because you want it to hit your nose and be like, I'm awake.
Let me tell you, when this podcast comes out, I'm announcing it with a poll on Instagram saying black coffee or are you normal? Anyways. Stanford and Oregon.
Stanford and Oregon. Oregon won. This was the game of the night on ABC. Nothing much to see here. We knew Oregon was going to be good. We knew they were probably going to be at the top of the Pac-12. Holy crap. 35-14. Good win. Mm-hmm. Pretty good game. Again, this was another one of those games that was outweighed by another one on TV.
Yeah.
That we're about to get to. So, but it was a good win for Oregon. And they look good. So.
Definitely.
The next game. Texas A&M, South Carolina. Now, Taylor, I was in South Carolina for this game.
Now, were you, Brandon?
Yeah, I was. I've said it a couple times now, but South Carolina fans were cocky about this game. They thought they thought they were going to win, and they said they were going to cover, and I was like, you guys have 0% chance.
Why does South Carolina ever think they're going to win?
The spread was 10. They were like, we can cover 10. I'm like, you're going to lose by 50. And they lost 48-3.
They got nothing more than a field goal. They couldn't even score.
Yeah, it was... You know how disappointing it was for South Carolina fans? South Carolina bars put on the Clemson game while this game was still going. And they hate Clemson.
Right.
So I thought it was hilarious.
Okay. I just shook that South Carolina actually thought that they were going to beat Texas A&M. I mean, how does South Carolina think that they're going to beat anybody? I mean, the only time is when they have like these fluke games, they get lucky out of nowhere.
Well, to be fair, I think a lot of people weren't on Texas A&M being that good, which I've been saying since day
one. You've been saying that, yeah.
But now they're number 5 in the country, so deal with it.
Yeah.
Punks.
And South Carolina is not, no one even cares.
Technically, Texas A&M is the second best team in the SEC. Technically.
Technically.
Because Alabama beat Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. Texas A&M beat Florida. Florida beat Georgia.
Oh, I see what you're saying there. All right.
Even though we beat them by like 4 touchdowns. Yeah, it is what it is. Cincinnati versus Houston, 38-10 Cincinnati. Cincinnati continues to just absolutely roll.
Yeah, I mean, they just continue to show they're a team to look out for with another blowout victory over Houston and moving, you know, they're moving up to 6-0 for the season. They're a good team, and they just keep moving up in the polls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next game we want to get to.
Oh, my gosh, I'm excited. Florida versus Georgia.
I was really going to lead into it more dramatically, but okay.
Okay, wait, let's redo.
No, it's okay.
New game.
No, it's ruined now. I couldn't do... I was going to do it from the stretch, and it doesn't matter. Well, anyway, 44-28. I'm sorry. 44-28. Florida wins. Florida looked really good. Georgia looked really bad.
Really bad.
They tried, like, 3 different quarterbacks. Yeah. None of them worked. Did you see their backup quarterback, Mathis, warming up on the sideline? Uh-huh. And he hit the ball boy?
Mm-hmm.
That was like 25 feet left of where he was throwing. No, and folks, this is not in the game. Like, this is not, he snapped it. He was in the game. There was pressure and he missed. No. This kid was warming up on the sidelines and missed his target and hit a ball boy. That was like, it was one of the worst passes I've ever seen. And it wasn't even in a game. Like, Jim Nance on commentary was even like, well, let's see how this works for Georgia. Like, even he was trying to hold it together.
It's like, it's one of those things where, I mean, I don't personally hate it for Georgia, but you hate it for Georgia because they're just in a crappy quarterback situation, you know? I mean, they didn't have a good one left.
That's their fault. Justin Fields was there.
I'm saying I don't hate it for them, but you hate it for Georgia because, like I said last week.
Don't. Because they did it to themselves.
Well, I'm sure they're feeling it right now. Like I said last week, Georgia was not going to be able to outscore Florida.
No.
And I was right.
Kyle Trask looked good.
Kyle Trask looked very good. I've seen some things the last few days about him being a Heisman possibility. How do you feel about that? Like
I want to start. We're getting into the big games now, mm-hmm. and I've been on social media quite a lot, and I'm gonna start saying some stuff. But Florida fans, one game against Georgia doesn't make Kyle Trask the best in the SEC. You bow down to your number one team. You bow down to your Heisman number one candidate, Mac Jones. And you sit there and you wait for us to get into Atlanta. Because I promise you it'll be the butt kicking of a lifetime.
Wow.
So enjoy this. Because you know what team beat you in the SEC this year? A&M. You know how much we beat A&M by? 4 touchdowns. Get ready.
You know, basically enjoy being the top of SEC East, and we will enjoy being number one overall.
We're coming for you.
Simple as that. You're out with vengeance right now. There's some vengeance. Okay.
You got some coffee in me. I'm buzz flowing.
Yeah, the black coffee is just getting all in your veins since there's no taste. Anyways.
No, Kyle Trask played well, but the claims of him being number one in the SEC, I mean, like, listen, I get it. 474 yards, 4 touchdowns, 30 for 43. Great game.
Yeah.
But Georgia was injured. They had two of their defensive linemen out, one defensive back out. Like, good win, but, like, let's remember that you only scored 6 points in the second half.
Right.
Like.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I get they're on their high horse because they beat Georgia, but I'm like, I would even argue that beating Georgia this year isn't as, you know, big of a deal as it usually is because their offense is just so bad that it's not easy to score all over.
I honestly think if Georgia's not missing a couple players on defense, they win by a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I will give it to their defense.
Maybe not a lot, but I do think they win. And you know what? You know, their tight end goes down early with that gruesome ankle injury on that touchdown.
It's just seeing Georgia as a 2-loss team now. I mean, when's the last time right now that we saw that? You know, I mean, they're always right up there in the top 5.
Yeah, well, normally they are 2 losses, you know, in December.
Right.
You know, like right after the SEC championship or something. So,
I don't know. Maybe I'm biased just trying to find ways to bash on them because I hate Georgia. You know, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like Georgia either, and I would agree with you. But, you know, I just think that a lot of this came from stuff happening on the outside, and it is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
congrats, Florida, but stay in your place. Moving right on up into one of our top 5 teams, we got Ohio State's big win, 49-27. I mean, it was kind of expected, right?
Justin Fields had 5 touchdowns.
He's so good.
Justin Fields had 5 touchdowns. Mac, next week, you got to put up like 8.
Yeah.
Hold on. I guess I'll save this for predictions.
Okay.
I'm angry about that too. Don't worry.
Angry about what?
Just LSU in general.
Oh, naturally.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, Fields back at it. It was an incredible game. He went 24 for 28, 314 yards, 5 touchdowns. I say it every week, and I'll continue to say it. He's a very talented football player.
The best thing for the Big Ten right now is to just end the regular season, keep Ohio State in a bubble.
Right.
Until the playoffs start.
Yeah, that's where...
Because no one's beating them.
No.
At least in their conference.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't matter who Ohio State lines up against right now. I would never pick against them. You know? I mean, it's just not realistic.
They're just
Fields and his offense, I mean, you just can't beat them right
their
now.
Their defense is what's interesting.
Yeah.
But we haven't seen enough to say it's good or bad yet because they played what? Rutgers. They gave up 28 to Penn State. And, you know, they've given 27 to Rutgers, 28 to Penn State, and I think like 3 against Nebraska, but Nebraska sucks, so it's definitely not 3. I'm pretty sure Nebraska had like 17, but whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the final game of the night on NBC, number 1 Clemson versus number 4 Notre Dame. Now, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Clemson's backup quarterback played last night, DJ Uiagalelei. That's how you say it.
You got it. I'm not going to try. I don't want to butcher his name.
Uiagalelei. It's not that hard. It's like you're saying ukulele, but it's like
Uiagalelei?
Uiagalelei.
Uiagalelei.
There you go.
Uiagalelei.
There you go.
Okay. Uiagalelei. I will say that.
You know what Uiagalelei did? He lost!
Okay, you know what? So here's the thing, y'all, is I had Clemson, Brandon had Notre Dame.
Your boy had Notre Dame. Why? Because he knew.
I said.
Also, low-key think it's a conspiracy theory, but we'll talk about that in a second.
What is a conspiracy
theory? I think Trevor Lawrence purposely was held back by the ACC yesterday not to play because the ACC knew that Notre Dame would beat Clemson in this game. Therefore, when Trevor Lawrence came back in the ACC championship, they would clearly beat Notre Dame. Then Notre Dame would be the 4 seed, Clemson would be the 3 seed, and the ACC would have 2 teams in the playoffs, which they've never had.
Wow. What a theory.
Well, that's, I mean, like, why was Trevor Lawrence on the sideline? Very interesting. Why was he on the sideline Saturday?
No, I agree. I remember seeing him on the sidelines, and I'm like, okay, wait. So if he can be around everyone, why can't he play? Because I thought the whole point of when you have corona, you're supposed to be away from everything. Now, if you can be down there on the sidelines, what? I'm confused.
Honestly, what this does is Cincinnati just got absolutely screwed out of the playoffs.
Well, I mean, you know. Okay.
But let's not take away from the game. Notre Dame won a great game. Ian Book played great. Their defense played amazing.
Yeah. I mean,
let's not forget here. Like, yes, Clemson lost without Trevor Lawrence, but mm-hmm. Trevor Lawrence doesn't play defense. And Trevor Lawrence right. didn't give up 47 points right. to Notre Dame.
Well, and that's like what I think is interesting is, you know, some of the takeaways from this game is would Lawrence have possibly changed the outcome? And I don't think so.
I think it probably would have gone into a couple more overtimes mm-hmm. Just because there were some spots at the end where Uiagalelei dropped back.
Right.
And
like maybe
he clearly should have thrown it away on first down.
Like Lawrence.
And he takes a sack.
Right.
Lawrence probably makes something of that.
Like he probably would have been better like under pressure right. than, you know.
Second down in the second overtime, he takes another sack.
Mm-hmm.
Which there was a clear lane to run, which I think Lawrence probably would have taken.
Right.
But even then, it's 3rd and 10 for both of them. Right. And then it comes down to that, so.
Yeah, I feel like there was just a lot of other mishaps, like, on the team that played a bigger role than the loss of the quarterback position.
Yeah.
I personally would not say that Trevor Lawrence would have changed the outcome. I think he would have helped, but I think overall it wasn't the QB that lost this game.
Yeah, I think it's dumb to say that.
But, I mean, it's. Kind of historic, I mean, not historic in a great way, but kind of a bad way for Clemson. This was their first regular season loss since 2017, ending the nation's longest regular season winning streak. So, hate that for them.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this game was really, really, really good.
It was a good football game. You know, it's like sometimes when games just like aren't good and it's like either a blowout or it just wasn't good football. Like this was a good football game.
This was an absolute dog fight.
I mean, it was a hard fight until the very end, double overtime.
Yeah, but I mean, like credit to Notre Dame's defense. Yeah. They got 3 sacks in a row.
Well, and honestly, credit to them the whole time. I mean, they held the lead the entire game until like the last few minutes of the fourth quarter. I mean, you know, like. They kind of owned this game. I mean, I'm impressed by them. You know, I'll give it to them. They deserve credit where credit's due, yeah. And they deserve this win.
And honestly, what I was talking about, what I was mad about. You know, you go on social media now, right? Mm-hmm. And all these Clemson fans are like, oh, you know, we didn't have Trevor Lawrence. That's why we lost. We shouldn't be penalized. We should be number two still. And, you know... Remember in 2018 when they whooped us in the national championship? Tua was at, admittedly, like 70%.
Yeah.
And you know what? They were like, oh, that doesn't matter. Like, right. You guys should still win without a quarterback. And it's like.
Like, oh, so now when it's you, yeah. It's a different story.
There's some double standards going
right,
on.
Right, right.
Also, don't give me you didn't have a quarterback. DJ Uiagalelei is going to carry you guys because he's good.
No, that's what I'm saying.
He's a top recruit in 2020.
I mean, what is that? He's a freshman. 439 yards? I mean, you can't blame it on him. I mean, he's really doing a really great job to be as young as he is and to have just started his first game last week.
Well, yeah. I mean, the kid plays well. Yeah. I just don't understand why people, like... I get it. He's not Trevor Lawrence. He's not the number one pick in the NFL draft. I get it. Like,
yeah.
That makes sense. But also, he was the number one recruit in 2020.
True. Like,
he's not bad.
No,
he's good.
He's not bad.
He's good. Yeah. He's really, really good. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, we're going to take a break because we've been talking for half an hour.
Wow. Look at us go.
Well, it's because we're doing only 2 sections this week. So
that's true.
We'll be right back. We'll talk some predictions. Some playoff predictions, so stick around.
Hi, this is Eli Gold, the voice of the Crimson Tide, and I love 90.7 The Capstone.
Welcome back, y'all. We are back with the Fourth and Goal podcast to do, like y'all know, my favorite portion, predictions. I have to say, this coming week, predictions are a little less, I don't know if the word is right, fun than usual, just because there's not really a lot of upset realistic options. It's kind of just your bland, you know who's going to win and you know who's going to lose.
college football does this to people. In November, they'll give you the greatest slate ever, and there's like 10 upsets, and you're just having a great time. And then the next week, it's like, just bet the favorites this week.
Basically. Like, I mean...
But it's okay, because eventually we'll get another one. Like, I'm pretty sure when we play Kentucky, there's going to be a pretty good week of games.
Is there?
Probably. This week's just terrible.
All right, well, let's jump into this terrible week of predictions. Well, actually, it'll be great for us because we'll probably get everything right this week.
Fair.
All right, so we got Purdue versus number 23 Northwestern. I'm going with Northwestern.
I'm taking Purdue.
Oh, okay. You're just going to have some upsets going on just for the fun of it.
I think Purdue's good. I think Purdue has a chance. I think Purdue's also undefeated. The only thing that's making Northwestern be the favorite in this game is they're ranked. But Purdue is also 2-0, and they would be 3-0, but they didn't play last week. So
okay. I see what you're saying.
I just think, like, give them a chance.
All right, sure.
And also, like, I got to try to get one in this week, and that's probably, like, the only game I'd pick an upset, so.
Literally.
Well, Wisconsin and Michigan...
You can't pick Michigan anymore.
No,
you simply should never pick them. But also, are they even going to play this game?
We'll see. I mean, this is going to be the third week in a row that we picked Wisconsin. They haven't even played, so.
Yeah. Well, all right. If they play, we got Wisconsin, but who knows?
I mean, again, I hate to say this because I like Wisconsin, and it's not just because my girlfriend's mom went there, but I do actually like Wisconsin. They have a good team. But, man, the Big Ten just really messed this up. You know, like, one COVID positive and you're out for 3 weeks.
I know. It's insane.
So.
All right.
That's tough on the Big Ten. But SMU and Tulsa.
I'm going to pick Tulsa.
You going to take Tulsa?
No.
I was like, really?
I'm not. SMU.
Yeah. I just think SMU's 7-1. They play more games. They're ranked.
Right.
Tulsa has only played 4 games this year.
Yeah.
Due to COVID.
Right.
And they're 3-1, but
did you ever watch Friends? Are you a Friends person?
Yeah.
You know, doesn't Tulsa make you think of Chandler Bing? Does anyone else relate who's listening? All our fans, you know, Friends, Chandler had to move to Tulsa.
It's so funny.
No one else, big fan like I am, hopefully. It's the best show in the world. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we got Oregon versus Washington State. Brandon, who are you picking for this one?
Oregon.
Yeah, definitely Oregon.
Oregon looked really good last week.
They did. They had a really good season opener, and I'm definitely not going to bet against them against Washington State.
I think Oregon's going to win the Pac-12 at, like, 7-1.
Yeah.
Something like that.
You could get with that.
Something like that. But they're going to lose to someone like Arizona State. It's going to be really weird. So when that happens, we're going to come back to this spot on the podcast. Okay. And be like, I told you.
We're like, he said it.
Florida versus Arkansas.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can discredit Florida yet. They just came off a great win against Georgia. And it's Arkansas. Are you about to pick Arkansas?
No, but I think Felipe Franks is going to ball out against his former team and give them a run for their money.
Okay, I don't think you can pick against Florida on this
one. I'm not going to, but I just, like, Felipe Franks coming back to the swamp.
Yeah, you're, really?
No, I'm not going to pick it. I told you I'm not going to pick it. I just said, look out for Felipe Franks to ball out back in the swamp.
Okay. So we have Florida is what you're saying.
Yeah, we have Florida. Absolutely. But, like...
All right, well, here, we'll just go right on up the list. Here's a really good upset for you to pick, Brandon. Auburn versus Miss State. Pick Miss State.
No, I'm good. Mississippi State's terrible.
They're so bad.
They had trouble with Vanderbilt this week.
They did. I think I'm good. They're so bad, y'all. Like, Auburn. I mean, obviously, how do you not pick Auburn? I would never pick
I don't want to pick Auburn, but
yeah,
here
I mean,
we are.
Yeah.
Also, I don't like how people are like, Auburn's getting better. No, they're not. No, they're not. First of all, they're 4-2. They should be 3-3.
Right.
Maybe 3-5.
Mm-hmm.
And
not to mention, you don't have to be a good team to beat Miss State.
Oh, you really don't.
Yeah, really don't.
Really don't. USC and Arizona. USC.
Yeah, for sure.
As long as it's not a 9 a.m. kickoff for them.
Right.
Let's see. 2:30 Central, so it's 12:30 kickoff for them.
No,
I think it's better than 9.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Texas A&M, Tennessee. Texas A&M.
Obviously.
Jeez.
Tennessee showed you can never pick them. They just really went downhill. They lost.
Didn't they lose to Arkansas?
Games. Yeah.
Yeah.
They just lose everything.
Yeah, and honestly, Tennessee fans, you should issue a nationwide apology to everyone.
Yeah.
Like, right now.
Literally.
Because you came out and you were like, we're so good. Mm-hmm. We're going to be good this year. We're going to get Bama a run for their money. You're 2-4.
My buddy. I'm like, hey, you had us going there for a brief second at the beginning.
You had us. You thought you did.
You did. No. And then there she went.
Ohio State and Maryland.
Wow, that's toughy.
No, obviously we pick Ohio State, yeah. But it's in Maryland. Past three times Ohio State's played in Maryland, they've had small margin of victory.
Hmm.
The last time they played in Maryland, they won by one.
Okay.
So I think this is always a struggle game for them. Tua Leah for Maryland.
Right.
Playing great.
Yeah.
I think you have to take Ohio State. I think it's just obviously a little different this year, but... Yeah. This is a trap game for Ohio State. Okay. It's always been a trap game. That 2:30 kickoff in Maryland, always been a trap game for them.
I think, yeah, I agree with you.
They've gotten out alive every time.
Yeah.
But, I
can see what you're saying, but like I said, I don't think Ohio State shown us any reason not to pick them yet.
I don't think they're going to lose. I just think watch out for a close game here.
Okay.
It's just the past few years, they played Maryland and they've had trouble.
Right.
I don't know why. I don't know what it is. It's just one of those trap games. Now we're going to number 2, and brace yourselves for this, Notre Dame. Number 2, Notre Dame playing Boston College.
Number 2, Notre Dame. Yeah, I got Notre Dame.
Yeah, so do I. This is going to be a little interesting, though. Boston College's quarterback was the former Notre Dame quarterback.
Oh, really?
He was the backup, yep.
Okay.
Went into the transfer portal. Now he's at Boston College. This will be interesting, but Notre Dame, it's tough to pick against Notre Dame. You beat the number 1 team in the country.
That's what I'm saying. You're kind of cruising. Here's the deal. You don't beat the number 1 team. And now you're number 2. And basically, a number 2 team shouldn't lose to Boston College.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. All right. Louisiana, back at 25. The Raging Cajuns back in the top 25.
Raging Cajuns. That's fun. I love that name. I love that.
Name.
Huh.
I call them the Raging Cajun Prize.
Oh, that's funny.
That's pretty good.
Raging Cajun
Prize. I'm taking Louisiana. South Alabama couldn't beat Coastal last week. So
yeah, definitely.
So, Louisiana.
And then we got number 16, Marshall versus Middle Tennessee. I'm going to have to go with Marshall.
You got to take Marshall. Marshall's got a lot to play for.
Right.
It's the like I said before, it's the 50th anniversary of the plane crash that took out their entire team. Very sad story.
Very sad.
But Marshall's going to be.
Definitely.
They got a lot of memorial stuff planned. I think they're wearing all black uniforms, I believe. Marshall's going to win by a lot.
Definitely.
It's in Huntington. Marshall's going to win by a lot.
Right.
I'm sure a lot of people will be like, I'm sure Randy Moss will be there. I bet you a lot of alumni will be there. It's just, you got to pick Marshall.
Definitely.
Liberty, Western Carolina.
Pick Liberty. Yeah.
Number 22, Liberty. Just making a case for us to continue to pick them.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, they're undefeated. They're not giving me a reason not to pick them.
Yeah.
So.
Coastal Carolina and Troy.
Coastal Carolina.
Yeah. I like Coastal.
This is so boring. I hate how this week's going. We're like, yep. Like, I like when, you know, when you make wrong decisions and then, like, I make the right ones. You know what I mean?
I make really wrong fun. Decisions. Even though I picked the number 1 team to lose last week.
You know, sometimes we get lucky.
Oh, stop.
Okay. Hear the ring this has to it, y'all. Number 12, Georgia. 12.
They're supposed to be the best team in the SEC.
And now they're number 12. They're not even.
That's a tough look. But we're taking Georgia.
Yeah. No, I'm like, I love that you're number 12, but I'm not going to pick Missouri over you.
Yeah, it's a tough look for Georgia right now. It's just really tough. Yeah. Indiana, Michigan State. I like Indiana a lot.
Absolutely.
I like Indiana a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Michigan State played Iowa this past weekend. And got trounced. They got killed. So, you know, Indiana all the way. Miami, Virginia Tech. I think you got to go with Miami here.
I think you absolutely have to go with Miami. Do you know what's interesting, though? If this hasn't changed, and I was looking at ESPN's predictions yesterday, they had Virginia Tech. Yeah. Favored. Look at that.
Yeah, look at that.
I was really surprised.
Is it in Virginia Tech? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's in Lane Stadium.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I was like,
it's a noon kickoff, but why? They lost to Liberty last week at home.
I was like, I never even considered that.
All right. We got Cincinnati and Eastern Carolina. Or East Carolina. Cincinnati, yeah.
For sure.
And just before we pick our last game, I want to make sure there was no more SECs we wanted to get to.
We got Vandy and Kentucky.
I almost feel ashamed picking
that game. Well, just look at the other SEC options. We can talk about Vanderbilt versus Kentucky.
You know, that puts me in a big pickle because I did say a couple weeks on the show that Daniel Coy has no credit and I will pick against Kentucky the rest of the time.
I got Kentucky for sure. I mean, it is just the most embarrassing thing as a team if you ever pick Vandy over said team.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to pass on this game. I'm just going to pass.
All right, well, here, I'm picking Kentucky, okay?
And then there's Ole Miss, South Carolina.
It's just going to be such bad football.
Pass.
I'm like, that's just going to be such bad football.
And then on CBS at 5 p.m., right after the Masters coverage, you're going to be sitting on your couch, you're going to be, you know, enjoying your time, maybe having a few cocktails, who knows,
if you're of age.
You're sitting on your couch and you're listening to Jim Nance with that beautiful little piano solo from the Masters. And he's like, we'll see you tomorrow, friends, in an exciting Masters coverage on Masters Sunday. And then you're going to hear the CBS music and it's going to be like, welcome to Death Valley, Alabama, LSU. Here we go.
Here we go, you guys.
So I might cry when that happens. I'm not going to lie.
I might cry. I'm going to be in LSU and I'm pretty pumped about it. I'm going to be in Baton Rouge. I'm going to be there to watch the win. I mean, here's the thing. This is exciting because we're looking for the comeback against LSU from what happened last year when we played them, you know? So first off, it's going to be fun because we're already looking for this because we're not going to lose to LSU again. And not to mention, we're not going to lose to the team that LSU is this year. You know, I mean, it's not even the same comparison after they lost all those players and Burrow left.
If I'm Nick Saban and we have the ball 1 minute left, I'm not kneeing the football.
No.
I'm throwing it.
No, this is it.
I want to win by 100.
Right.
I'm not kidding you. After all their stuff, like, I get it. Last year, big win. You haven't beat us in 8 years. Cool.
Yeah.
Act like you've been there before. Mm-hmm. And when you don't, you're going to have to pay for it next year.
Right.
Because we're going to beat you by a lot.
It's going to be great. I'm excited. I'm excited for this one. We need it. Last year was sad, but it's okay. Like you said, they get their one win and that now it's done.
So, I want Mac to throw for like 10 touchdowns.
I do too. I want him to beat, first off, I want him to beat Justin Fields and I need him to get over 5 touchdowns just so you know, comparable, right? And then I also just want us to absolutely destroy LSU just for the fun of it. I know we don't need to destroy them. I mean, we could just win. But, like, I want to blow out.
No,
I want to blow out.
If I'm Nick Saban, Mac Jones doesn't come out of the game.
Absolutely
Devontae Smith doesn't come out of the game. Najee Harris doesn't come out of the game.
Nope.
Our defense doesn't come out of the game. Right. No one comes out of the game until they're down at least 80.
Yeah, then that's fair. Fair.
I don't want to hear us, oh, you're running up the score. That's mean. No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
No, it's not.
It's not. What Sometimes should it happens.
Happen. It's what should happen, honestly.
So, want to get into, before we go, y'all, playoffs. So here's what's interesting, right? So like end all be all, you got Alabama, you got Clemson, Notre Dame. Ohio State. Maybe not Notre Dame if they lose. Okay, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking your for sure three are going to be Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State. Who's your fourth?
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame?
If Clemson makes the playoffs, it's Notre Dame. It has to be. Because Clemson, in order to make the playoffs right now, and this is inevitable, if Clemson wants to make the playoffs, they play Notre Dame. They have to play Notre Dame again. If Clemson wins, they're both in because they both have one loss.
Yeah.
Clemson loses, they're out. Notre Dame's in. Simple as that.
Okay.
So if you think Clemson's automatically in, then the four is set. So it's pretty much done.
I I feel, what do you think? I feel like it's going to end up that way.
It probably will.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, though, like, Notre Dame could come out and beat Clemson again.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It's hard because I know I said earlier that I don't think Lawrence was the end-all be-all, but I do think having him back will make a little bit of a difference.
I agree. But, so, like, you also got to remember, Trevor Lawrence played against Syracuse. They struggled against Syracuse.
That's true.
They gave up 28 points against Syracuse.
Yeah.
Like, I agree that Trevor Lawrence probably wins against Notre Dame, but the problem isn't the quarterback position.
No, I agree.
It's the defense.
Yeah. It should be interesting.
But here's the deal. Clemson and Notre Dame play again.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson wins. They're both in. Clemson loses. Notre Dame's in. At which point, then the argument becomes undefeated Cincinnati, if they make it there.
Yeah.
One loss, Oklahoma State. One loss, Pac-12 champ. Or if undefeated Pac-12 champ, then Pac-12 champ would get in. A one loss, Texas A&M. And at that point, it comes down to, do you take the team who went undefeated in the American?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you take the team who had one loss to Texas, but it was at home? Or do you take an Oregon team who lost to Arizona State at home? Or do you take the 9-1 Aggies, whose only loss was to Alabama and Tuscaloosa, with a win over Florida, who beat Georgia, who was supposed to be the number one team in the country this year?
Well, here's what I think honestly makes sense most logically, and I'm not even being biased just because I'm an SEC girl, but how, if Texas A&M goes undefeated and the only team they lost to is the number one team, how do you pick against that? I mean,
because
that basically,
there's an undefeated Cincinnati team.
But they didn't play the number one team. They didn't play as talented Texas A&M has.
But they beat SMU, who was ranked, Memphis, who was ranked at the time, UCF, Houston. These are all pretty good teams in the American. Although I agree with you, and I think, listen, I've said this on the show before, I think the playoffs should be two best SEC teams, Clemson and Ohio State.
Yeah.
And they would be great games because what's going to happen, and I promise you this is what's going to happen, Clemson will beat Notre Dame in the ACC championship.
Yeah.
Putting Clemson as the 3 seed and Notre Dame as the 4 seed. Mm-hmm. Alabama will be 1.
Right.
Ohio State will be 2. Ohio State will play Clemson, win by 10. Alabama will play Notre Dame, win by 21. Then it's Alabama and Ohio State.
But see, I could see Clemson winning. Like, I could see us playing Clemson in the end. I don't think you can put that out of the conversation. I think they're just as much as a possibility as Ohio State is.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't think, like, Clemson gave up 47 points to Notre Dame. How are they going to do against Alabama? How are they going to do against Ohio State? The two best offenses in college football right now.
I really, like, want to revisit this after we see Lawrence come back and play. Like, I'm just so curious, like, you know, to see the difference. Like, I just want to, like,
he'll be back this week, right?
Yeah. Like, I really, like, want to revisit this next week after we see a game with Lawrence.
Do they even play this week? I don't think they play this week. I don't think Clemson play this.
What, do they have a bye?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay, well, whenever they play, I want to revisit this.
Well, who's our next game back?
Florida State.
Great.
Okay.
Play no one.
So,
what about the next game?
Pittsburgh.
Ooh, Pitt could beat them. Maybe. That's just wishful thinking. That's not true. Virginia Tech, okay. Nope. Watch out for those orange, though, against the Irish that week. Just kidding. This looks like makeup games,
yeah.
And then it would be championship week, right?
Yeah. Yep. So, really, Clemson isn't playing anyone really worth it until we get to championship week and they play Notre Dame again. It's kind of what we're saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that will be very interesting. That could either be a comeback game or it could show that Clemson is not all it's hyped up to be. That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, listen. there's still a lot of football out there. Mm-hmm. Alabama still has.
Yeah, LSU, Kentucky, Auburn,
Alabama
and Arkansas.
Has played Florida. We're taking it one game at a time, but Alabama has played Florida.
Right.
Dave, we're going to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, Auburn's obviously going to play us tough because they always do, but mm-hmm. really, Arkansas, not a threat.
No.
Kentucky, until they play us on December 12th in basketball,
right.
they're not a threat.
Right.
And I think we still win that game. To come back to the podcast for that one.
Yeah, wait till we start basketball.
Right there.
Yeah.
A little basketball take right there for all the people. A
little preview for a few months from now.
If we beat Kentucky, I'm going to show up at Daniel Coy's house and spray paint his bed with an Alabama logo.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think you'd want to be around him if we beat Kentucky.
No, yeah, I would. Of course I would.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
this week
anything?
Sucks.
I know. It's, like, so bland. I'm, like, I want
other
to
than
be...
us playing LSU, like,
I know.
That's fun.
It's fun, but like, it's not going to be a challenging game, knock on wood.
Look at Mac Jones' stats. 139 for 177, 2,196 yards, 16 touchdowns.
He's so good.
Najee Harris, 714 yards, 14 touchdowns. Devontae Smith, 759 yards, 8 touchdowns. We played 6 games.
Oh, my goodness. That's fun being us. It's fun being Alabama.
Yeah. It's not fun. Mm. We literally just didn't do anything this weekend. We're number one team in the country.
I know.
We didn't play.
It was
we
incredible.
Did not play.
That was so fun.
It's amazing. I hate Clemson. I hate everyone. I didn't even talk trash to my friend from Clemson. I was nice about it.
You're so kind. Look at you.
Yeah, because I don't care about them. It's all about us.
Right.
One game at a time, follow the process, win a national championship.
And that is what we're
simple.
Doing.
It's pretty simple.
You know, we went into college here with a bang with the Natty, and I think we're going to go out with the bang with the Natty.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm going to Miami.
Are you?
Yeah.
Wait, that sounds fun.
Heck yeah.
Mom, if you're listening... Can I go to Miami for the Natty? Thank you. Let me know later.
We should talk to Cooper, see if it's in the budget.
Yeah.
Considering we can't get media passes,
right.
I mean, I guess we probably can't go to Miami for free. But
we could. We should.
We should go to Miami.
Let's plan it. Senior year.
I'm just gonna let you know that
that'd be epic.
Tickets for Georgia, Alabama were like $4 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Not 400. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Higher than that.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
I mean, it was in Atlanta, and Georgia had been to the national championship for the first time since 1980, so
right.
I might have to do something with it.
Or just the Natty is just expensive in general because it's the Natty. Well.
I hope we play Notre Dame in Miami for the national championship.
That could be interesting.
Well, we already played Notre Dame in Miami for the national championship once.
Ah.
42-14.
Yep.
My dad was there.
It's exciting.
I wasn't.
Well.
Wasn't very nice.
Well, you know what happens.
But I was in the one in Georgia, so you know.
Yeah.
Take your wins.
Take your wins.
All right. This was a mess. Guys, recording in the morning will never happen again.
I don't know. I think it's because he's drinking black coffee. I'm pumped right now. I'm ready to go. I'm here for it.
It might just be because I was in South Carolina all weekend.
Mm, he didn't recover like I did this weekend.
Yeah, I know. Alabama's week of rest and relaxation.
I took it. I had my rest and relaxation.
I don't need rest. I just keep going.
All right. Whatever.
Let's go beat LSU by like 100.
Let's do it. Here. Well, let's end it on a happier
Georgia,
note.
Georgia, you guys suck too.
Okay. Well, yeah, Florida, you do. Georgia.
Kyle Trask, you have a big old target on your back now. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, Alabama at number one on our way to Baton Rouge this weekend to keep that up and have a fun little comeback win against them. And I'm ready for it.
There's a train coming and it's named Alabama. And I suggest you step off the tracks. We'll be back next week. We're out. Mic drop.